Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Winter 2019. Hello and welcome to the winter edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's Customer Magazine. There's no escaping it. Christmas is coming and the winter nights have taken hold. But we have packed this edition of the magazine with interesting stories, features and blogs to keep you entertained on those cold evenings. As it is Christmas, we have dedicated a double-page spread to the winners of our Good Deeds campaign. There are, as ever, some wonderful people receiving hampers through this initiative, and we are delighted to have been able to work with our contractors to make it possible. Once again, we have the latest news from across the group, including a roundup of some of the recent developments we have been involved with to help the homeless in Lincoln and Grimsby. This edition sees the return of our popular Day in the Life feature, where we follow our Head of Care and Support, Faye Hirrell, on a day where she joins colleagues at one of our direct access homeless schemes in Peterborough. We also have pictures from the filming of a new Channel 4 programme with Jimmy Doherty, where a group of our colleagues spent a day volunteering to help turn a section of parkland into a haven for bees in an attempt to boost their population. Our usual customer case studies also return, as we speak to a couple who have been helped by our money advisors, while another customer writes openly about facing her mental health issues, which has in turn led her to finding work as a care assistant after working with our employment and training advisor, Rob Friday. We have also introduced a new feature, Writer's Corner, which features your contributions. To kickstart this section, we have a poem and a short story, which were sent to us by customers. As well as all this, our usual money-saving tips and employment advice are once again included. I hope you enjoy the magazine, and we look forward to bringing you the next edition in the new year. If you have any suggestions for the spring edition, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. In the meantime, on behalf of Longhurst Group, I would like to wish all our customers a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Sam. Festive opening hours. Please note that our offices will close over the festive period. Most of our offices will close their doors at 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve, Tuesday the 24th of December. They will reopen following the festive break on Thursday the 2nd of January 2020. However, our offices in Rutland and Lincoln will close at 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve, reopening at 9:30 a.m. on the 2nd of January, while our office on Beechdale will close at 1 p.m. on the 24th of December, reopening at 9 a.m. on the 2nd of January. If you have any questions or need to report an emergency repair while the offices are closed, please call 0300 123 1745 and follow the instructions. Leaseholders should call 0345 608 8006. Stay in touch. Website: longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. Facebook: /longhurstgrouphome. Twitter: @longhurstgroup. And email: communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 1. Our News. 1A. Affordable development to bring 103 homes to Boston. We are pleased to see work continuing on the site of our new multi-million pound development that will provide more than 100 new affordable homes in Boston, Lincolnshire. Heron Park is being delivered in partnership with builder Chestnut Homes and is scheduled for completion in 2021. It will be made up of 68 homes for social rent, with 20 one-bedroom houses, 22 bedroom properties, and 28 three-bedroom homes. A further 35 units will be made available for shared ownership, with 13 two-bedroom houses and 22 three-bed properties. The development is our first since being announced as a strategic partner of Homes England, the government's housing accelerator, which saw the group awarded with additional funding to enable an expansion to our already ambitious development plans. Nick Warboys, Director of Development and Sales, said, quote, "We're delighted to see work continuing at Heron Park, which will deliver more much-needed affordable homes to Boston. This development is another brilliant example of how Longhurst Group works in partnership with local authorities to respond to local need by delivering affordable housing in areas where it is most needed. I'd like to thank Chestnut Homes and Boston Borough Council for their cooperation and support throughout the journey to this stage as we continue work on this fantastic development. The affordable housing that this scheme will provide is sorely needed in the town. We're now looking forward to seeing it all come to fruition, thanks to the support of Homes England and our other valued partners in this project." End quote. Page 4 of the standard print version contains a picture with the following caption: Longhurst Group representatives and external partners gather to celebrate the start of work at Heron Park in Boston, Lincolnshire. 1B. Group helps Lincoln Homeless Centre become a reality. Longhurst Group is delighted to see a new homeless centre in Lincoln come to fruition. We help the plans become reality after a £700,000 grant from Homes England was secured through the Blue Skies Consortium, a group of housing associations we jointly lead with Nottingham Community Housing Association, NCHA. This money enabled YMCA Lincolnshire to build the £1.6 million Nomad Centre, which will provide purpose-built accommodation for the most vulnerable people in the city. Alongside NCHA, we own Pitch Development Services, which has acted as development agent and clerk of works for the scheme on behalf of the YMCA. Nick Warboys, Director of Development and Sales, said, quote, "We are delighted that the new Nomad Centre in Lincoln has become a reality, thanks to the help of our consultancy service, Pitch. Longhurst Group operates extensively in Lincoln, so we are very aware of just how much this new accommodation is needed and what a positive and life-changing difference it will make. We are proud to have played our part in bringing this project to life and hope it proves an invaluable resource for YMCA Lincolnshire to help them continue their very important work." End quote. The new Nomad Centre was officially opened by the HM Lord Lieutenant of Lincolnshire, Toby Dennis, in November. The building, which replaces the existing Nomad Centre on Monk's Road in the city, is made up of 20 ensuite rooms for emergency accommodation and two new supported housing rooms, a professional kitchen and day centre facilities. Residents will have access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Project manager Simon Dillon added, quote, "Converting an existing building will always have its challenges, but the project team worked together to overcome all obstacles to deliver a scheme we can all be proud of." End quote. YMCA Lincolnshire said they valued the support we gave throughout the project and thanked everyone involved in the development. 1C, Grimsby YMCA Centre plans approved. Plans for an impressive new YMCA centre in Grimsby have been approved. YMCA Humber has secured permission to build a new 74-unit centre on Freeman Street, which will also boast a cultural cafe to offer professional training and work opportunities, health and wellbeing space, conference facilities, and exhibition and performance spaces. Pitch Development Services, which we jointly own with Nottingham Community Housing Association, NCHA, has been acting as development agent for the project, advising the YMCA on funding and audit matters. Nick Warboys, our Director of Development and Sales, said, quote, "We have been involved in this project in various guises for 10 years and so it's fantastic to hear that planning permission has now been granted. This new centre will enable YMCA Humber to do even more to tackle homelessness in North East Lincolnshire. And we're very proud to be able to support that by helping to bring it to fruition. At Longhurst Group, our vision is to improve lives, and this new centre will certainly do that for its residents, so we're absolutely delighted to be playing our part. End quote. The new centre is seen as central to the wider redevelopment of Freeman Street and will enable YMCA Humber to relocate from its current home, allowing it to meet the diverse needs of its residents more ably and effectively. 2. Customer Charter. Mears. Longhurst Group and Mears Limited Customer Charter. This customer charter covers the service standards you can expect as a Longhurst Group customer in all heating repairs and servicing work you may receive from Mears. We will continue to ask for your feedback to ensure our contractor delivers the high-quality service promised to our customers. Our commitments to you. Communication. A. We will communicate clearly and keep you informed and up to date at all times. B. We aim to answer your calls within 30 seconds. C. You will receive a reminder text 24 hours before your appointment and another to let you know when we're on our way to your home. D. We will ensure any information sent to you is easy to understand. E. You can request our communication in a number of alternative formats, including audio versions, sign language, and Braille. F. We will use agreed passwords when communicating with you to give you peace of mind. G. We will fully explain why we are visiting your home and always show you identification on arrival. H. Engineers will arrange further appointments for any additional heating repairs that are required whilst they're at your home. And I. We will keep you up to date with the progress of your heating repair, servicing or heating installation and inform you of any changes promptly. Evolving the service. A. We will continually use feedback to enhance the customer experience. B. We will listen to you and use your feedback to improve our services. C. We will let you know what your feedback tells us and how we've used it. D. We will take complaints seriously, respond within our set timescales and learn from our mistakes. E. We will keep you informed of any service improvements through our website and customer newsletter. F. We will attend customer meetings where required. And G. Colleagues will keep their knowledge and skills up to date to make sure we offer a first-class customer experience. Mindfulness. A. We will always act with honesty and integrity. B. We will hold ourselves accountable to our working values. C. We will be open and honest in our dealings with you. And D. We will follow our code of conduct and be respectful in your home. Timely service. A. We will keep our promises and provide information to you when we say we will. B. Engineers will arrive on time and let you know if they are delayed. C. Upon arrival at your home, engineers will wait for 5 minutes for an answer before they leave, having left a no-access card. And D. We will call you back when we say we will. Unique service. A. We will work with you to understand your personal needs. B. We will listen to you and consider your personal circumstances at every stage and offer flexible services as much as possible to accommodate your personal requirements. C. We will treat you as an individual. We will take time to understand any personal needs or special requirements and pass these on to our engineers. D. For care and support customers and leaseholders, we will aim to use the same engineers on each visit, so there is a familiar face delivering our services. E. Where possible, we will provide temporary heating to support you. F. If possible, we will use female engineers where requested. And G. We will offer an enhanced service to our elderly and vulnerable customers. Standards. A. We will set and maintain high standards in the quality of our work. B. We will always aim to fix your heating repair during the first visit to your home. C. All colleagues receive regular training to ensure the highest standards are always delivered. D. All engineers will leave your home clean and tidy after every visit, and we will respect your property and make use of shoe covers and dust sheets to protect your home. E. Once we have completed our work and before we leave, we will explain what we have done and if any follow-up visits are required. And F. All engineers will wear branded uniform and have an ID badge. Subcontractors will have MIRS ID cards only. Reliability. A. We will treat your personal information confidentially and with respect. And B. We will protect all data given to us. And ownership. A. We will act responsibly and take ownership of the service provided. B. We will book follow-on appointments and order parts straight away. C. We will pass on all information to ensure the right person can help you. And D. We will maintain our duty of care to you. 3. Key changes to My Account. We are continuing to make changes to improve My Account for our customers. Those who have recently joined Longhurst Group will be receiving a letter with information on how to register for access to My Account. Once registered, you will be able to view rent statements, report a repair, and change your personal details. We are also busy making further improvements to the platform for all our customers, which we hope to be able to roll out in the near future. More information will be shared with you nearer the time. Letters with instructions on how to register for My Account are currently being sent out to all new customers. If you do not receive yours before Christmas, please be aware that it may arrive early in the new year. 4. Improving homes, improving lives. External lighting at the Laurels in Staffordshire has been upgraded. Customers at the scheme have commented to say they are delighted with the new lighting, which has dramatically improved the visibility and appearance. The works were completed by EG Electrical. Well done to everyone that was involved with the improvement project. 5. Scheme News Roundup. Around our way. 5A. And they call it Puppy Love. Residents living at one of our extra care facilities enjoyed cuddles when some cute puppies came to visit. Care team leader Caroline Saunders took her two Pomeranian pups into the pavilions in Peterborough to let residents enjoy some animal therapy. Judging by the faces on humans and canines alike, everyone appeared to enjoy the day immensely. Caroline said, quote, "The residents have been asking to see the puppy since they were born. Socialising is an important stage of the puppy's growing up too. 8 to 16 weeks is important for them. The residents love them as they are so cuddly and fluffy. The highlight for me was seeing all the happy faces and interaction between the residents and animals." End quote. 5B. Hundreds of bras collected for breast cancer support charity. Residents and colleagues at our Mary Street Extra Care Scheme in Birmingham have donated hundreds of bras to a breast cancer charity campaign. As part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, service manager Val Paragon challenged her colleagues and residents to collect 100 bras for Breast Cancer Haven West Midlands in just 7 days. Falling just short of their target, Val reset the challenge and 16 days later had 300 bras in 5 collection boxes. Breast Cancer Haven, which recently celebrated its second birthday, offers counselling, one-to-one therapies, and general support to anyone affected by a breast cancer diagnosis. Val said, quote, "I was delighted with the response to my challenge, and it was brilliant to be able to take 300 bras to Breast Cancer Haven. It is a brilliant total, and with the way the campaign works, every single bra donated will help somebody somewhere in the world. Breast cancer is something that affects many people. We have already got another 53 bras collected since we donated the 300. End quote. Better quality bras will be sent across the globe to help support women in less developed countries. Those that are not in the best condition will be recycled, saving them from ending up in landfill. Ashley Adams, Corporate Fundraising Officer at Breast Cancer Haven West Midlands, said, quote, "We are extremely grateful for Val's tremendous efforts collecting bras for us. They will help us raise vital funds for our services. For each kilo of bras we collect, we receive funds from our recycling partners. Simply put, through collecting bras, Val and everyone at Mary Street has raised funds for local people with breast cancer, supported women internationally, and helped the environment. We look forward to working closely with Val again in the future." End quote. Page 8 of the standard print version contains a picture with the following caption. Service manager Val Paragon donates the bras to Breast Cancer Haven West Midlands. 5C, celebrating Dora's 100th. One of our customers has recently celebrated a personal milestone, her 100th birthday. Dora Alibone, who has lived in her bungalow on Dolphin Court in Uppingham for more than 40 years, reached the landmark age at the end of November. "We were delighted to present her with a bouquet of flowers as a memento of her special day. Congratulations, Dora." 5D, renovation success at Oak Tree Court. Customers at Oak Tree Court have been enjoying their luxurious new surroundings following the renovation of the Over 55 scheme. One customer, Louise Coulson, even wrote to one of our executive team to thank them for the work. Louise said it was now an, quote, "amazing place to live," end quote. She said, quote, "People come here and they can't believe what a lovely place it is. It is very uplifting to walk in the lounge or the garden. We have gardeners and they keep the gardens beautiful, so we don't have to worry about rubbish." Denise Banks, our head of interior design, has been very talented in putting pictures and colours together. "So many places like this are full of plastic flowers and everyone's personal pictures, but you come in here and people think you are walking into a hotel rather than what it is. The whole place is amazing." End quote. Louise recently hosted more than 30 members of her family at Oak Tree Court in the new facilities, something she'd not previously done. Quote, "They live in Yorkshire, they live in Surrey, and yes, they come and see me, but not usually everybody as a group. It was just a lovely day," she added. "I enjoyed having everybody there. It was just amazing with 30 people here. It is just an amazing place to live." End quote. 5E, thousands raised for cancer charity. Longhurst Group customers and colleagues proved they really do love cake, as they raise more than £7,000 for a cancer charity. "We raised £7,140.71 for Macmillan Cancer Support through the world's biggest coffee morning campaign after staging events across our regions. The list at the end of this track shows the totals we have had so far." Julie Doyle, chief executive, said, quote, "I'm really proud of all our customers and colleagues that took part in the various events to raise money for such a wonderful cause. To raise such a large amount of money is a brilliant achievement and demonstrates our commitment to improving lives. Macmillan Cancer Support do excellent work to help those affected by cancer, and Longhurst Group is proud to support them in any way that we can." End quote. A spokesperson for Macmillan Cancer Support said, quote, "We would like to offer a huge thank you to our supporters at Longhurst Group. Your energy and generosity this year has blown us away. We want to be there for people from the point of diagnosis, offering support to everyone who needs it. So every cake, every brew, every penny you've raised will now go on to help us to achieve this ambition." End quote. List of totals so far. We are Macmillan Cancer Support. Oak Tree Court, £400. Badgers Court, £452. Phoenix Court, £171. Beach Court, £100. Kestrel Court, £130. Sleaford Foyer, £103.90. Boston Office, £155.85. Nottingham Office, £104. Peterborough Office, £145.68. Rushton Office, £400. Birmingham Office, £100. Winterburn Gardens, £204.70. The Pavilions, £430. The Spinney, £150. Clifton Court, £210. Manor Green, £207. And Castle Court, £3,411.08. Total, £7,140.71. 5F, Children in Need Book Competition. We are delighted to be able to offer you the chance to win one of 75 copies of the new children's book Cyborg Cat and the Night Spider in aid of children in need. The book has been written by former wheelchair basketball Paralympian Aid Adipatan, who was a guest speaker at our recent Improving Lives 2025 Strategy Launch Conference. Aid, who contracted polio as a child growing up in Nigeria, is a proud supporter of children in need and has written the book to raise funds for the charity Appeal. He said, quote, "I feel privileged to have worked with BBC Children in Need in the past and even more so to now be able to work with them on my new book. I hope Cyborg Cat and the Night Spider will get children all over the UK reading and inspire them to search for their inner superhero." End quote. In purchasing the books, Longhurst Group has made a donation of £500 to Children in Need as AIDS charity of choice, and now you have the chance to win a copy. To enter the competition, all you need to do is answer the following question. Winners will be chosen at random, with the books being distributed in the new year. Question: what is the name of the Children in Need mascot? A. Pudsey, B. Peter, or C. Penny? To enter, email your name, address and answer to communications@longhurst-group.org.uk or send it by post to Children in Need Competition, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 New Hall Hill, Birmingham, B1 3JN. 6. Bringing Back the Bees, Creating a Buzz. Volunteers buzzing to help TV stars campaign to save the bee population. A group of Longhurst Group colleagues gave a helping hand to a TV stars campaign to boost the bee population in Peterborough. They joined farmer and television presenter Jimmy Doherty in Connect Park for a day of green-fingered fun. Along with numerous other volunteers from the community, they cleared areas of the park before planting several wildflowers and pollinator-friendly plants. The day was all part of a new Channel 4 series fronted by Jimmy, in which he attempts to increase the number of bees and associated insects in the area. Rachel Groark, lettings advisor, became involved through her regular litter picks that she does in the nearby area. Colleagues Emma Basham, Heather McLeod and Beth Pickering joined Rachel on the day, as well as volunteers from right across the local community. She said, quote, I am really pleased that several colleagues from the group were able to take part in the volunteering. Everyone was very passionate and interested in the work being done. We were shown how to correctly scatter seeds and then had to tread them down into the ground. We did this by forming two lines, and we did the conga up and down the rotivated area. It was a really fabulous day, and Jimmy made it great fun. He was very chatty and the whole day was relaxed and laid back. Over the next few months, the volunteers that live in the area will continue to take care of the plants. As it is one of the areas where I do my litter picking, it will be great to watch it grow. Jimmy will be returning next summer to see how things are progressing and do another bee count. Hopefully, our work will result in more bees. I would like to think the event will entice more people to volunteer, whatever the cause. If we can demonstrate next summer that we have increased the number of bees, we will have achieved what we set out to do, and that would be great. End quote. The programme, presented by Jimmy Doherty, is set to air on Channel 4 next year. Beth Pickering, Environment, Health and Safety Admin Assistant, said she was pleased with how the day went. She said, quote, "The EHS team is always trying to improve the environment where possible, so this was a great opportunity for us to get involved and do something to help. It was a really fun day getting involved with all the other volunteers and, of course, meeting Jimmy. We were also super lucky with the weather, which just added to the enjoyment." End quote. 7. Cramwell Court Art Exhibition. Residents at Cramwell Court have displayed their artwork at a dedicated exhibition in Grimsby. The artwork was revealed to the public in a prime spot at Freeman Street Market. Local artist Wendy Pettinger worked with residents to help them use specialist sensory tools to create their masterpieces. Around 15 residents, colleagues, family and friends were at the unveiling of the exhibition, and Jackie Acethorpe, lead activities facilitator, said she was delighted to see the results of their hard work. She said, quote, "I wanted to promote what the residents can do rather than what they can't do. The project was to create a masterpiece, and we have had an absolutely fantastic result. They were really fun and upbeat sessions. It was very positive, and there was lots of engagement. It is hard to get a group activity in a dementia unit, but we managed it, and everybody was able to get involved together. I am proud as punch at what they have been able to do. We needed guidance from Wendy, but all the brushstrokes on these paintings are by the residents. It is lovely to bring the families down to see what their loved ones have done and be proud of them. I think it is absolutely amazing, and I am just really proud." End quote. Wendy used different colours with specific residents so they could discuss topics relating to that colour and keep their attention on the painting. Wendy said, quote, "We were working with wallpaper and getting them to connect with each other through abstract art. We used colours that reminded them of any memories they have. There was no real routine, but I try to make everyone tune into their positivity and use nice bright colours. We used rollers, sponges, fingers, paintbrushes, whatever people wanted to do. There are no rules in art, and we just did whatever we liked, and it was lots and lots of fun. Not only am I proud of what the residents have produced, I am proud of all the carers that helped too." End quote. Page 11 of the standard print version contains a picture with the following caption. Artist Wendy Pettinger left and lead activities facilitator Jackie Acethorpe. 8. Good Deeds. 8A. Longhurst Group plays Santa with festive thank yous. Worthy causes and kind-hearted individuals from right across Longhurst Group's regions are being recognised for the fantastic work they do in their communities as part of our Good Deeds of Christmas campaign. Colleagues and customers nominated groups and individuals who deserved a bumper festive hamper in the run-up to Christmas. We had 22 nominations, with 15 causes receiving good deeds in partnership with our contractors and suppliers. The judging panel was made up of representatives from each of our contractors, colleagues from the group, and Longhurst Group customers. Kim Lane, Customer Engagement Team Leader, said, quote, "The Good Deeds of Christmas campaign gives us an excellent opportunity to thank people in the communities where we operate who voluntarily help others. It's been a huge success once again this year, and we are very pleased to be able to hand out hampers to deserving causes as our own way of saying thank you for all they do. Well done to everyone who has received a good deed." End quote. Those among our lucky winners include the Three Pillars Feeding the Homeless charity, Dove Cottage Hospice Day Centre in Rutland, and Mary Smith at Phoenix House in Solihull. See Section 8B for more details on our winners. Page 12 of the standard print version contains a picture of Kim Lane, Customer Engagement Team Leader. 8B, Good Deeds 2019. Lorraine Lewis and family. Lorraine is on a 5-year career break, but would not hesitate to give somebody her last penny. After her son Brody's leukemia diagnosis, she set out to raise as much money as possible for charities, including Birmingham Children's Hospital and Cancer Research, while helping in the local community. The family were nominated for their bravery in the face of their challenges. Grimsby Food Kitchen. Run by the incredible Kath and Ken Homewood and their army of kind-hearted volunteers, Grimsby Food Kitchen is a vital lifeline for the area's homeless and vulnerable. Demand for their help often increases over the festive period. Tom Sturmey. Tom always looks after his neighbours and the community he lives in. His commitment helps keep the sense of community strong in his area and is very supportive of Longhurst Group's work. Linda Harby. Ray of sunshine, Linda continues to support many former residents of the now demolished Beckworth Court scheme, despite them not living in her current property. Douglas Hearn. Douglas does jobs for customers in Stronglands Court, where the grounds maintenance doesn't cover. He is always outside and asks for nothing in return. He also pops in to check on residents' well-being. Can Do Care. A charity-run service with a day centre in the Earthlingborough Library. They make sure their patrons have a good day with lunch and games and regular days out. Dove Cottage Hospice Day Centre. Offering daycare for people who live in Rutland with advanced life-limiting illness twice a week, it gives families a break from caring for their loved ones. Trevor Webster. Despite having a stroke, Trevor puts all his neighbours' bins out and brings them back in on a weekly basis. His act of kindness comes despite being unable to talk. Salvation Army Gainsborough. Malcolm has provided our residents at Gainsborough Foyer with many food parcels when urgently needed. He puts all parcels together with love and care. Rock Foundation Food Bank. Teresa and Sharon run the food bank for Rock Foundation in Grimsby. They've also taken on another site. Nothing is too much trouble for these two, who make a real difference in the community. Adam O'Dell. Kind-hearted Adam carries out jobs in his disabled neighbour's home, where he has lived for 35 years. Adam even looks after the resident chickens, while his daughter walks the neighbour's dogs. Mary Smith. Mary, 93, is one of the eldest residents at Phoenix House in Solihull and takes care of other residents. She runs coffee mornings and even adopted the scheme's resident cat. Helena and Andy Shelton. Helena and husband Andy set up a Skegness Running Club in 2014 to get people into running. They've grown the club and it now has 200 members. Generous with their time and knowledge, they put everything into running the club, alongside their full-time jobs. Anne Moore. Anne is a carer for her 31-year-old daughter. Each day she helps her to wash, dress and prepare food, as her daughter can't do it herself. Her kindness knows no bounds. And the three pillars feeding the homeless. A voluntary group who provide hot food, clothing and provisions to disadvantaged people in the community. The three pillars visit the Brewery Tap car park in Peterborough and Payne's Mill foyer in St Neots twice a week to offer their incredible support. We are already thinking about next year's good deeds and welcome your suggestions throughout the year, not just at Christmas time. Please send your ideas to customerengagement@longhurst-group.org.uk. 9. A day in the life of our Head of Care and Support. Faye Hirrell is Head of Care and Support and is based at our Peterborough office. She is responsible for a number of our schemes in the Cambridgeshire area. We went along as she spent a day working with colleagues at the New Haven in Peterborough, a direct access homeless shelter. 8:30 a.m. I arrive at the office in Peterborough and check my emails and make a few calls before I go to the New Haven. 9:30 a.m. I arrive at the New Haven and catch up with all colleagues on shift today. I ask if there are any issues or questions I can help with while I'm there. 9:45 a.m. We're assessing a possible resident for the newly vacant crash bed. He's a potentially high-risk individual, as he is due to come out of prison, but is deemed to be in priority need. I discuss his case with the scheme manager, so she is able to make a decision. 10:45 a.m. A resident comes into the office for a chat with me. I'm pleased to hear he is determined to get his life back on track. He is heading to a local department store to find work, which can then help him get into private rented accommodation. I wish him good luck, and he heads into town. I'm intrigued to find out how he gets on. 11:30 a.m. The resident's post arrives. It needs to be logged so we know what type of correspondence residents are receiving before making it available for collection. I do the logging of the post today. 12 p.m. I go to visit the Garden House, a faith-led project that works with rough sleepers to help them in a time of need. We work closely with the Garden House, so it is good to say hello when I am around this way. I then go and speak to the rough sleep outreach team from the local authority about the new referral into the crash bed. 12:45 p.m. Time for a quick bite to eat before I head out with our floating support worker, Wellington, to meet previous rough sleepers who have gone on to secure housing. 1 p.m. I go with Wellington to see the first person who has been housed. It is clear he takes great pride in his new home, which is lovely to see. He can't afford carpets or much furniture, but mentions he needs a washing machine and cooker. To try and source funding, I send a few emails while Wellington speaks to the man. 1:30 p.m. We now head to the second person who has been housed. He has many health needs, and I hear how Wellington has helped him deal with historic debt. It is clear that Wellington has done some great work with both individuals. As we leave, I find out we are able to make an application for funding to provide the white goods for the first gentleman we met. 2 p.m. We head back to the New Haven, and I see if there is anything further I can help with. Then I go back to the offices in Peterborough. 4 p.m. I get the news that our application for funding for the gentleman's white goods has been successful. They're expected to be delivered within 24 hours. Great result. And 5 p.m. Time to head home and spend some time with the family. It starts again tomorrow. Page 14 of the standard print version contains two pictures with the following captions. Head of Care and Support Faye Hirrell spent the day at the New Haven in Peterborough. and Faye with colleagues at the New Haven. It was Halloween, if you hadn't guessed. 10. Bedding donation to help the homeless of Peterborough. A scheme to help rough sleepers off the streets of Peterborough during winter has had a helping hand, thanks to a donation of bedding from Longhurst Group. We are delighted to have been able to donate 25 sets of brand new IKEA bedding to the Light Project Peterborough's Winter Night Shelter. Faye Hirrell, Head of Care and Support, explained why we are proud to be involved in work to tackle homelessness in Peterborough, adding she hopes the donation will make a difference. Quote, "For a number of years, the Light Project Peterborough scheme has provided a night shelter to Peterborough's rough sleepers during the winter months," she said. The New Haven, our hostel in the city, acts as the coordination point during this time, where rough sleepers and Light Project staff can meet, complete forms, and then go to the night shelter. We also all meet regularly to talk about each person and what their plans are for move on. Longhurst Group prioritises these rough sleepers for any beds that come up in our hostels during this time. I put out a plea for donations of bedding, and our wonderful environment, health and safety team were able to donate the 25 brand new sets of single bedding through their partnership with IKEA. These will be used to provide a comfortable, safe and warm space for rough sleepers and will help make a real difference to them. The scheme needs a lot of bedding, so this is an important donation, and I am proud that we have been able to make it. Our involvement with the Light Project is another great example of our partnership working in Peterborough to reduce rough sleeping and improve people's lives. End quote. The Winter Night Shelter works in partnership with different groups across Peterborough and gives rough sleepers access to a warm dinner, breakfast and washing facilities, as well as warm bed with fresh linen. Visitors to the shelter have the opportunity to speak with project volunteers and support workers who help them improve their situations, move forward with their lives and into permanent accommodation. This year, the Winter Night Shelter will run from the 25th of November to the 13th of April. Page 15 of the standard print version contains a picture of Head of Care and Support Faye Hirrell with some of the donated bedding. 11. Money Talk. 11A. We're now better off. Praise for money advisor Pam. A husband and wife have praised the work of our money advice team after receiving help that has made them, quote, so much better off, end quote. Customers Karen and Christopher Holmes, who live on the Beachdale estate in Warsaw, have been working with our money advisor, Pam Mahi, to arrange their finances and ensure they are receiving everything to which they are entitled. Karen, 56, said Pam's approach to her work made them feel more comfortable talking about money and are, quote, extremely grateful, end quote, for the results. She said, quote, I went down to the offices to speak to somebody about our rent initially. I ended up speaking to Pam, and we got on to talking about the benefits that we were entitled to. It was for my husband mainly. Pam has helped get Christopher onto personal independence payment, and she is helping me with all the allowances I can have, as I am his carer too. She has told me that if there is anything else she can help with, all I have to do is pop down and see her. Pam is very polite and really nice. She always makes us feel very comfortable, and her help has made us so much better off compared to what we were getting before. End quote. Karen said she would recommend other customers speak to the money advice team if they think they are entitled to money they are not currently receiving. She said, quote, we are extremely grateful for everything Pam has done. We cannot recommend her service enough. When I went to see her the other day, I made sure I took her some flowers and chocolates to show just how grateful we both are for her help. We are pleased we spoke with Pam and got her help. End quote. We have money advisors working across all of our regions. To contact the money advice team, call 0300 123 1745 and press option 2 for the income team, then option 2 to speak to an advisor and ask for the money advice team. 11b. Support on offer to Anglian Water customers. Water bills can cause problems when life throws unexpected challenges our way. For our customers supplied by Anglian Water, a new service has been designed to help. Water care services offer practical and financial support to those in need. If life changes have affected your finances, they offer a range of special payment plans and tariffs. Speak to their specially trained staff to discuss your situation in complete confidence by calling 0800 169 3630. The Anglian Water Priority Service Register, PSR, is free and provides additional practical support to a wide range of people. Those who they regularly help include customers with sight or hearing difficulties, poor mobility, or customers with serious or long-term illnesses. Some of the help available includes A. Advance warning of possible water supply interruptions. B. Help reading your water meter. C. Sending bills in a range of formats, including audio and braille. And D. Knock and wait, meaning they will wait outside your house for a longer period of time after knocking to give you enough time to answer. Registration is quick and easy, and there's also the option to register a friend or family member to speak to Anglian Water on your behalf. To sign up, call 0800 919 155. Visit anglianwater.co.uk/priority or fill in a free post application form. 12. Just the job. 12A, quote, "Don't be afraid to reach out for Rob's help to find work," end quote. Rhea Richards, 36, lives in Handsworth. She has been a Longhurst Group customer for around a year. With a long history of mental health issues, she used the help of our employment and training advisor, Rob Friday, to turn her situation into a positive and find work. Here she tells her story. Quote, "I had a nervous breakdown when I was about 19 when I had my first son, and I was referred to various mental health teams, so I have been within the services for a good while now. Unfortunately, my mental health took another turn for the worse when I was pregnant with my twin boys. I was introduced to the mental health support team within Longhurst Group. I've been having weekly meetings which have been really helpful. They helped me with all sorts of things such as sorting my bills, and they actually first introduced me to Rob as I said I wanted to find work. Their input has been invaluable. Rob was always very empathetic and there to listen to any of my issues. He was another person to talk to alongside my support worker. He would always offer me a cup of coffee too at appointments. Sometimes we would just discuss whatever was going on in my life, but we also got my CV sorted. I told Rob I had a diploma in hairdressing and was interested in looking into that. Amazingly, Rob helped me find some voluntary work in a salon. I was also considering doing some sort of support work role myself, either with those who have mental health issues or drug addictions. I had this discussion with Rob and we spoke about some options I could look at. We concentrated on looking for voluntary work and we rewrote my CV together, focusing more on the care and support side. I uploaded that to a website and the offers just kept coming in. I was getting frequent responses to my CV. I went for an interview with a company called Bluebird Care and they offered me the job of care assistant. I've been working there for a little while now and I am really enjoying the work. They understand my situation and are sympathetic to it, which is great. Rob's help has enabled me to pursue two opportunities, the hairdressing and the care assistant role. I can still go and do my hairdressing from time to time because the owner is really supportive and lets me use her salon whenever I like. Rob is very compassionate and a great listener. We went through so much together. He is also now helping my son to find work. If any other Longhurst Group customer is in a similar situation to me, I would just say to get in touch with Rob. Even just getting up and going to the appointment is your first step to achieving something, and Rob will help you take the next steps. Don't be afraid of seeking his help. End quote. 12b, Rob's top 5 tips, job centres. Here are some ideas on how to get the most out of the job centre. 1. Be clear. During discussions about your commitment to find work, be honest about your circumstances. Holding back information may mean your work coach will expect things from you that you cannot achieve now. Speaking up about issues that are holding you back can help them to make a better arrangement for you. 2. Use their specialists. Job centres have dedicated staff to help with special circumstances. For example, every site has a designated point of contact to support people experiencing domestic abuse and at least one disability employment advisor. Ask your work coach about them. 3. Check your commitment. Voluntary work can count for up to 50% of your work search commitment. This is a great way of gaining skills, experience and confidence, and will make your job applications much more effective. 4. Use their computers. Make sure you use whatever computer facilities your job centre can provide to help you with your job search. And 5. Be flexible. You can raise concerns verbally or in writing with your job centre. You can also speak to a manager, although you may need a separate appointment to see them. In the next edition, we'll be looking at the National Career Service. For help with finding work, training or work experience, contact Rob today on 0300 123 1745. 13. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. A Love Poem by Mr. B. Robertson. Clarice laughs easily most of the time. She never learned how from books. I just have to portray such talent in rhyme, a talent impressive, augmenting her looks. She's no beauty in a classical sense, yet smile lines open her aspect and brighten a visage that raises no fence. I own to a glimmer of grudging respect. I own up also to often despond. Expressive joy seems a mystery, a magical rush of feeling unplanned. But Clarice expresses it easily. Curb such unquiet versification. What dared I admit? Let me see. It was grudging respect, not adoration. Though something about her pleases me. What a Bird Brain. A short story by Sally Measures. My partner Steve went to the local shop to buy some nuts. He found a bag that said reduced. He came back and sat eating them. When he had eaten half of them, he noticed on the bag, wild bird food, not for human consumption. We then laughed and he said he felt fine, so he continued to eat the rest. 14. Customer service. Quote, why customer service is very important to me, end quote. Jade Edwards is our customer service team leader in Rushton. Here she talks about how she came to work in customer services and how to do it well. Quote, my mum worked in social housing and it always interested me. With no social housing experience, I felt that customer services would be a good place to start. I've been with Longhurst Group for 6 years. 5 were as a customer service advisor in Birmingham, dealing with all incoming inquiries. Since September 2018, I've been the customer services team leader in our Rushton Community Service team. This involves managing the customer service advisors based in Rushton on a day-to-day basis, as they take inquiries from customers in Northamptonshire. The customer services team is important within Longhurst Group, as we are normally the first face customers see and the first voice they hear. We are usually the people customers turn to when they are having an issue, but just as often we are the ones they come to when they want to say thank you. Good customer service is being swift, honest and reliable. You need to be inquisitive and want to provide a good level of service to everyone. You have to remember that a customer will not contact us without good reason. It is important to listen to them and clarify the actual issue. Showing you understand their concerns is a good starting point to helping solve their problem. Since the group consolidated, we have customer service colleagues across our operational area. It is vital that we work in collaboration, so we are providing good, consistent customer service. The feeling when you help solve a customer's issue is one that you don't get in other jobs. I recently received an escalated new build defect where the customer service advisors had struggled to resolve a repair to a customer's front door within timescales. Once it had been escalated to me, I listened to the customer to understand the issue that he was experiencing. Following this, I liaised with the developer concerned and ensured the repair was completed. During this time, I kept in regular contact with the customer, so he was aware of what was happening at each stage. This meant he wasn't left feeling forgotten about, and knowing he was happy made me happy. I enjoy working within the customer services team, as no 2 days are ever the same. We usually form customers' first impressions of the organisation, and I like doing my best to make that a good first impression. End quote. 15. ASB update. Quote, we'll work together to solve antisocial behaviour in our communities. End quote. At Longhurst Group, we are committed to dealing with antisocial behaviour in the communities our customers live in. Here, Rachel Dobson, Legal Enforcement Manager, outlines one case where the support of customers in a neighbourhood helped to solve one long-running case of antisocial behaviour. Quote, we started to receive complaints in 2007. The family in question lived in a three-bedroom property in a relatively new scheme in Lincolnshire. It all started out as low-level antisocial behaviour. The two children were outside without supervision, being noisy, that sort of thing. As time went on, problems started to escalate. They were letting tyres down, throwing eggs at windows, putting them through letterboxes. There was some substance abuse by the parents too. We were part of lots of multi-agency work, trying to implement a number of preventative measures to solve the antisocial behaviour. Regular multi-agency meetings took place to discuss the case, and we tried everything we could. Unfortunately, nothing worked, and we were left with no option but to go down the legal route. In total, there had been 29 different complainants over the years. We initiated possession proceedings and we had a number of witnesses who were prepared to come to court and give evidence. Before this went to trial, there were further interventions offered from other agencies involved. It was considered that it was only reasonable to allow the family further opportunity to sustain their tenancy, so a suspended possession order was agreed. This meant the family had to adhere to a number of conditions. Otherwise, the order could be enforced and they would be evicted. The family continued to breach the order and we were left with no other option but to return to court, and at this point, we had about half a dozen customers who wanted to stand up in court and have their say. They all gave powerful accounts of the behaviour that had been going on for a number of years. Even the judge praised their contributions. We were granted the possession order and ultimately received a bailiff date. When that date came along, the customer had put in a very late suspension request. This meant we had to go back to court that morning to argue why the eviction should go ahead. Thankfully, the judge agreed that our possession order remained reasonable and proportionate, and the eviction did go ahead. Our customers were so grateful that we had managed to deal with this family. The amount of preventative work and multi-agency partnerships that went on before we got to court was incredible but necessary, as we were taking legal action against a family. As a landlord, we had been reasonable to all parties involved, We had taken proportionate actions, but ultimately, the impact on the community had been so huge, we had to take the case to court. The customers who came to court with us made the biggest difference. We made sure they were looked after, and I truly believe that without their contributions, we wouldn't have achieved the outcome we did. This case goes to show that we will try and implement preventative measures to tackle antisocial behaviour before turning to the legal avenues. However, customers should know that we are fully committed to dealing with these problems and will work with victims to achieve solutions. End quote. Our performance, antisocial behaviour. We always want to make sure we are providing the best service we can to our customers. That's why we welcome your feedback. In this edition, we look at our most recent performance relating to the reporting of antisocial behaviour between August and September 2019. August to September 2019. How happy were you with how easy it was to make a report of antisocial behaviour? Happy, 82%. Target, 75%. Did you experience any blocks or barriers when reporting antisocial behaviour? No blocks, 76%. Target, 75%. Did we communicate well with you during the process? Yes, 74%. Target, 75%. And how willing would you be to report antisocial behaviour to us again? Willing, 84%. Target, 75%. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44 0044, email info@a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, .co.uk, and website www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 31957.